154.
Warn, O Salman, the beloved of the one true God, not to view with too critical an eye the sayings and writings of men. Let them rather approach such sayings and writings in a spirit of open-mindedness and loving sympathy. Those men, however, who in this day have been led to assail in their inflammatory writings the tenets of the cause of God, are to be treated differently. It is incumbent upon all men, each according to his ability, to refute the arguments of those that have attacked the faith of God. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the all-powerful, the Almighty. He that wisheth to promote the cause of the one true God, let him promote it through his pen and tongue, rather than have recourse to sword or violence. We have on a previous occasion revealed this injunction, and we now confirm it, if ye be of them that comprehend. By the righteousness of him who in this day crieth within the inmost heart of all created things, God, there is none other God besides me. If any man were to arise to defend in his writings the cause of God against its assailants, such a man, however inconsiderable his share, shall be so honoured in the world to come that the concourse on high would envy his glory. No pen can depict the loftiness of his station, neither can any tongue describe its splendour. For whosoever standeth firm and steadfast in this holy, this glorious and exalted revelation, such power shall be given him as to enable him to face and withstand all that is in heaven and on earth. Of this God is himself a witness. O ye beloved of God, repose not yourselves on your couches. Nay, bestir yourselves as soon as ye recognize your Lord, the Creator, and hear of the things which have befallen him, and hasten to his assistance. Unloose your tongues and proclaim unceasingly his cause. This shall be better for you than all the treasures of the past and of the future, if ye be of them that comprehend this truth.